Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Before I ask you if you remember what happened yesterday...
Yeah, you threw me off here a little bit.
I know. Can I issue an apology?
You can issue an apology.
Okay, I already had you include it in the summary for yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to verbally give an apology. I can't remember what it was in reference to, but I said something about menstruation, and I applied it across the board to women.
Right.
And that was not cool of me. And I just want to apologize to any trans or non-binary individuals listening who might have been hurt or bothered or like wish I had phrased that better and more inclusively, because that's how I want to be, is the person who automatically speaks that way and knows that way. So I am very sorry. I do know that trans women are real women, not all women menstruate, and not all who menstruate are women. I am aware of that. I am working to change my language to be more inclusive, and I'm sorry that I wasn't.
I am with you 100%. I also am working to work on my language in certain regards, and it's not always easy.
It's not.
You get brought up a certain way, and unfortunately, things shit out of your mouth sometimes.
They do.
So.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a person who says that things right. like that hurt people. I don't want to hurt people.
Yeah.
And I want to be respectful of people.
Right.
So, sorry. That's not the person that I want to be. Sorry. And also, do you remember what happened yesterday? I don't know how to like transition from right. like awkward apology stupid to like okay.
So I gave you the hand motion.
I know like, you were on, like wrap on. It up, go yeah. go go, and I'm like.
So yesterday, there was
he did a war.
He did a war. Yeah, he was not peaceful in that sense. So right. And there was more David or something. I think at some they mentioned him for sure.
And then he made his slaves build things.
That's right. There were slaves that they conscripted.
And they could count to 17.
Yeah, but maybe not 18. We're not sure.
We're not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was 2 Chronicles chapter 8.
It sure as fuck was.
And today we're reading
2 Chronicles chapter 9.
Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, 2 Chronicles, chapter 9. And I'm so excited by this headline.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Are okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
When the Queen of Sheba.
Wow, the Queen of Sheba.
Queen of Sheba,
yeah.
Sheba makes her final.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She comes in at last.
Remember, we watched that Supernatural episode where apparently she was maybe a Nephilim or something.
Maybe. Yeah. But then remember we were also talking about this a few episodes ago, like, what, did they just skip over Queen of Sheba or has she not made an entrance yet?
Well,
in Chronicles.
Right, right.
Like, you know, we wondered if the chronicler was going to give her a mention at all.
Well, we wondered about Bathsheba. I don't remember talking about Queen of Sheba yet.
I thought we did. But, you know, I get people mixed up when they have the same first letter.
Bathsheba, Queen of Sheba, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, when she heard of Solomon's fame, she came to Jerusalem to test him with hard questions, which, according to Asimov, were, what are those called?
Parables?
Not parables.
Riddles.
Riddles.
That's right.
Yeah. Riddle me this, bitch.
Yeah.
She arrived with a large group of attendants and a great caravan of camels loaded with spices, large quantities of gold, and precious jewels.
Because when you go to riddle someone, you got to bring jewels and spices.
I always do that, don't you?
I mean, jewels and spices every time.
I don't riddle people, but okay. Right. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. I fucking love riddles. I fucking love riddles. When she met with Solomon. Oh, I got to interrupt myself.
Okay.
Okay. You know Stephen King's Dark Tower series?
I do.
My favorite one was...
Oh, Blaine the Train.
Blaine the Train. And I believe it was the fourth book?
Sure.
Wizard in Glass?
You would know better than I would, so...
I'm pretty sure that they spent part of that one on the train. Either that or it was the third one. Either the third or the fourth.
Sure.
Yeah, it was either The Wasteland or Wizard in Glass.
But Blaine the Train.
And Blaine the Train and... Eddie beat him with senseless riddles.
Right, right.
And if you know, you know, but that book was so fucking good. That's like my favorite part of the whole series was listening to all those fucking riddles the whole way through.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Good. When she met with Solomon, she talked with him about everything she had on her mind. Solomon had answers for all her questions.
Because he's so fucking wise.
He was the wisest.
The wisest motherfucker.
He was such a wise ass.
Yeah.
Nothing was too hard for him to explain to her.
Solomon.
And of course he had to explain it to her because mansplaining.
Right.
And women don't know shit.
Right. And he's Solomon, for God's sake.
God damn it. He's Solomon. When the Queen of Sheba realized how wise Solomon was.
So wise.
And when she saw the fucking palace he had built with his own two hands and all them fucking pomegranates that he carved out his own self. She was overwhelmed.
Yeah, I bet she was.
I bet she fainted. I bet she fainted on a fainting couch.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
She was also amazed at the food on his tables, the organization of his officials and their splendid clothing,
yeah.
The cupbearers and cupbearers,
right? Am I right?
And the burnt offerings that Solomon made at the Temple of the Lord. That shit was all overwhelming.
I mean, he's known to slaughter hundreds of thousands of animals, so.
And he could even count as high as 17.
Right. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That's so overwhelming. And overwhelming.
It's very capable.
Yeah, he's very capable. She exclaimed to the king, "Everything I heard in my country about your achievements and wisdom is true."
Oh my.
It's true and correct.
Wow.
I didn't believe what was said.
I mean, how could you? It's so ridiculous.
Until I arrived here and saw it with my own goddamn eyes.
I mean, I'd have to see it.
Right? Same. In fact, I had not heard the half of your great wisdom.
Wow.
Wow.
Not the half. Apparently, news travels slowly.
What you gonna do with that, Twitters?
Right?
It is far beyond what I was told. Mm. You know what? I want to know who was spreading rumors, and I want to have them shot for not spreading them good enough.
Right? Yeah.
What do you mean you only heard the half of it?
Right? You better have heard the whole of it.
Were they only saying that I was kind of smart? Because right. I'll have you know I'm a wise ass.
Yeah. Who told you I was only half smart?
Right? Ooh, bitches. How happy your people must be, she continued.
I mean, he waited 20 years to help them, so.
I know. What a privilege for your officials to stand here day after day listening to your wisdom. Yeah, that's what I always think when I have to stand next to somebody who's...
That's when my boss is talking, that's what I'm thinking the whole time, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What a privilege to stand next to this guy talking.
So smart, right? Boss man. You're not like, get the fuck out of here. Whatever. Praise the Lord your God who delights in you and has placed you on the throne as king to rule for him. Because God loves Israel.
Yeah.
Just
to clarify, I do kind of like my boss, so just, I know. I wouldn't want to listen to him like nonstop. So
nobody wants to listen to anybody smart nonstop. Right.
Yeah,
like there are smart people that I enjoy listening to, you for example, and there are smart people that I don't enjoy listening to, such as maybe your dad and brother.
Right. Yeah.
very nice. They do anything for you, et cetera, et cetera. Very great. I love them to death, but their wisdom is a lot like Solomon's. It's a little...
too wise.
There go some wise asses. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway. God loves Israel.
Of course
and desires this kingdom to last forever.
It won't, though.
He has made you king over them so you can rule with justice and righteousness.
Yeah.
He's a righteous dude.
And apparently so you can have like 1,000 wives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or whatever they were.
Right.
Concubines. Something.
She gonna fuck him, though. Remember, I told you that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Can I hear the word righteous in reference to a man without thinking of, again, it's Stephen King. That's so funny. This isn't where I meant to go with this, but in The Stand, the devil, Randall Flagg, he's walking around and he's singing the song that... what's his name wrote? One of the main characters, not Stu Redman, but the singer man.
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, he wrote this song and it was about a righteous dude.
Got it.
Randall Flagg is walking around singing that song. What a righteous man.
Right.
He's righteous man in his cowboy boots and
his
winky face, smiley.
Just in case anybody was wondering. Wife is a big fan of Stephen King.
I am, but it's only by coincidence and accident that the last two references I made were to his great works.
Right.
So.
But I mean, it could stand to be true that, you know, you are such a fan and that's why they stood out in your mind to come up just randomly on a podcast.
But I've also read the Anne of Green Gables series just as often, if not more.
All right.
And you don't see me quoting them.
No, I sure don't.
So there you have it.
But Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, I quote them a lot. See, and that's not Stephen King.
It's not Stephen King. No, Ghostbusters is not Stephen King.
Okay.
We all learned something today.
Fuck off. Then she gave the king a gift of 9,000 pounds of gold. She measured that.
Wow, yeah. They can count to nine.
They can count to nine.
Or 9,000, I guess.
9,000.
Yeah, right.
Great quantities of spices and precious jewels.
They couldn't count those. No, there was too many. No, it was just great.
Countless.
Yeah.
Never before had there been spices as fine as those the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon.
Those were some fine spices.
Those spices were mighty fine, I will have you know.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to use some parentheses voice here. Ready?
Just make sure you speak up for it. Yeah, okay. All right.
In addition, the crews of Hiram and Solomon brought gold from Ophir, and they also brought red sandalwood and precious jewels. The king used the sandalwood to make steps for the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, and to construct lyres and harps, but not saxophones, for the musicians. Never before had such beautiful things been seen in Judah. End parentheses.
That seems a little ill-placed.
It does, right?
Like, they're sitting here talking about what Queen Sheba brought.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, by the way. Like, the chronicler's like, just so you know, other people brought shit, too.
Right. No, I mean, Solomon specifically was, like, he brought stuff in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He brought stuff, too.
It wasn't just Queen of Sheba.
All of the stuff did not come from Queen Sheba.
And it's like, just we know, guy. You can calm your tits.
Right?
We know.
Yeah. Hakuna, also, don't forget, David brought some shit, too.
Oh, my God. David brought all the shit.
Man, David brought, a ton.
But you can't just let that go with...
At least 17 tons.
Yeah. It's such bullshit. Like, can't you just let a girl bring some stuff?
Cool. Right, yeah.
King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba whatever she asked for.
Mm.
I know what I'd ask for.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Gifts of greater value than the gifts she had given him.
Hmm. So, I mean, so that seems kind of pointless, right?
It's kind of like...
Here, let me just... pay you more than what you gave me for some reason.
It's kind of like when you have a Christmas exchange with somebody and you're each allowed to spend $10. And so you each go buy a $10 gift and they're exactly $10 and you exchange them and then you open them up and they're both the same $10 shitty garbage.
Thing. Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
One is a Yankee Candle wannabe and the other is a self-care kit that has, like, not Bath and Body Works soap and lotion in it.
I have never understood gift exchanges because, mm-mm. You know, here's why. I don't really care about the people that I'm, like, okay, the people that I care to give gifts to when I give gifts, whether it be during Christmas or any time, mm-hmm. right, is going to be someone I love and care about, mm-hmm. right? And I give it to them because I love and care about them.
Right.
But when you do a gift exchange with extended family or with coworkers or something.
I have bowed out of that.
I just feel like you're just dumping money into something for no fucking reason.
I would rather that we all agree not to spend any money at
right.
all.
I'm like, here's $10 or $15 or $20 or $50 of my hard-earned money. And I'm going to get something shit in return. And you're going to get something shit in return. And we just pissed away $50 each.
I put a nix in that early on in our marriage.
Yeah, no,
your family,
I know.
To be fair, you have a lot of family on your side. And I was like, oh, we're not doing a gift exchange. Because I honestly, like, I resent every single dollar that I don't get to spend on us and our child.
Right.
I do.
Right.
I do. Especially when it's obligatory. Fuck off.
Right.
Like, I would love to buy presents for all our nieces and nephews, but as it is, I'm expected to buy presents for all of our nieces and nephews and then one obligatory person whose name I drew out of a hat.
And more often than not, you know, me being a guy, I would end up with something like a multi-tool or a flashlight or some shit, and I'm like, I got this crap already.
10 years
I got a whole fucking toolbox at home. Like, I don't need a fucking multi-tool of whatever.
And it's just not to sound ungrateful, but I'm just like... Keep your $10.
Right.
Keep it. I'm not saying I'm not grateful to receive something. You know what? If you want to buy me something and you feel like it's in your heart to give it, that's one thing. But if it's because you drew my name out of a hat,
right.
Just keep the money.
You know what my gift is? My gift is getting to visit with family and friends and getting to spend time with them when I don't normally get to do that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the gift exchange is just a stupid little stunt.
Mm, your family was so mad when I first brought that up. And then your brother like called us on the sly and was like, here, I'm just going to give you $50 for the gift exchange. And I was like, why don't you draw a name for me and give them the $50 and just have it come straight from you? And he just totally didn't get like what I was saying. And I was like,
right.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Yep.
I don't do obligatory gift giving. God damn it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you have it. Right. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But that's not to say I love buying gifts though. But you know what? I like buying gifts when it's not forced upon me.
Right.
And I do buy nice things. I buy things that I you know what? Here's how my gift giving works. I know I'm way off topic here, but here's how my gift giving works.
I mean, it is the first day of December, so.
That is true.
I'm just saying.
I'm like walking through the world, right? Like I'm in a store or I'm on the Amazonians and, you know, just looking at shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that would be perfect for so-and-so. And it might be like March 3rd.
Right.
And if I've got the money, I'm buying it for that person right then and there because I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Right.
I wasn't looking for anything for anybody and I just saw this thing and it made me think of them and they need it.
Yeah, actually, it reminds me. I just wrote a blog post on our website and y'all should go check it out. But it is about a response to somebody that said that atheists have no one to thank.
Oh my God.
And in that article, I go on about maybe we should just, you know, get rid of holidays altogether. And because of obligatory gift giving and because of the stress
and the capitalism,
everything that goes along with these holidays, yeah. You know, it's not that I don't like getting together with family. In fact, I like having days specifically where we're all off and can visit with each other. But it has devolved into, like you said, an obligatory gift giving time.
Right.
And it's just, if it stresses me, you, and lots of other people in the world out that we have to abide by these things.
Weird. Yeah.
That people want us to do.
Right.
And sometimes we don't really even have the money to get gifts for our kid, let alone for everybody else in my extended family.
Yeah.
So it's just...
And don't forget, and plus the person whose name we drew.
Right, right. Yeah, that too.
that we may not have even really wanted to get a gift for.
Yeah.
And that we, under normal circumstances, probably wouldn't have.
Right,
if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, more often than not, throughout our lives, we've been poor. And still to this day, we get by, you know, meagerly.
And somewhat. Our Christmas is always nice, but only in our house.
Right, yeah, only in our house.
Me, so. You, and the kids, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And that's the funnest. I love our Christmases. I just feel sorry for everybody else who's not in them.
Right, yeah. No, we have a great Christmas.
Because if I only have $500 to spend, I do not want to spend $100 on other people. I want to spend all the $500 on just my family.
Right.
I'm selfish that way.
Mostly on our kid.
Yeah. I was going to say the majority would be on the kids because right. I am very selfish in that I want my child to be the happiest because they don't have a lot of money.
Right.
So fuck off.
Yeah.
Also, the other day, they turned 18.
Yes, they did.
And I bought them a stretchy hamburger.
And that was, yes.
And that is perfectly.
You guys can't imagine the reaction because it was such a great reaction to it. Like, I mean, our child was so happy that they got a stretchy hamburger.
It was the funniest because it was so unexpected. And this child loves stretchy toys.
Yes.
Like to a ridiculous, stupid degree.
Right. Even at 18.
I think it's a sensory thing. I really do.
But regardless. But
they just, so the joy that lit up our kids' face was just, and no, that wasn't the only thing, but they were going to spend their actual birthday at their father's house.
Right.
And so I couldn't send them away without some small token. We're having the birthday party when they get back. I just had to send them away with something small and fun. And it was the perfect thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. You don't have to spend a lot of money and you don't have to be this obligatory gift giver. You just have to know the people that you love and what's going to make them happy. And that's what I fucking did.
Yeah.
Stretchy hamburger, y'all. Try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the Bible now.
Bathsheba and all her attendants returned to their own land.
Bye-bye.
That's all that happened.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
See you guys.
She came, she saw, she left. Yeah.
She left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we're moving on now. We're past her.
We're past. Okay.
No more Bathsheba. No more. I just said Bathsheba. God damn it. Queen of Sheba. Fuck. Fucking Shebas. That's, nothing. Never mind. I was reading a book and one of the characters was Sheba, but it wasn't a Stephen King book. Anyways. Whatever. Each year, Solomon received about 25 tons of gold.
Yeah, approximately.
He didn't measure it so much. He didn't have to.
It was approximately.
Yeah. No. This did not include the additional revenue he received from merchants and traders. All the kings of Arabia and the governors of the provinces also brought gold and silver to Solomon. Because he's so fucking wise.
Yeah, yeah.
King Solomon made 200 large shields of hammered gold, each weighing more than 15 pounds. We already know this.
Mm-hmm. Instead of spending it on his people, just clarifying, he did not use all this gold to spend on his people and make their lives amazingly good.
He made
good
his house pretty.
Because he had enough money to make all of their lives amazingly good.
Mm-hmm.
But he made gold shields.
Yeah.
So
he wanted to make his house pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He also made 300 smaller shields of hammered gold, each weighing more than 7 pounds.
Mm.
The king placed these shields in the palace in the forest of Lebanon.
Okay.
Then the king made a huge throne decorated with ivory and overlaid with pure gold.
My God.
The throne had 6 steps with a footstool of gold so they can count to 6.
Right.
Who needs a fucking footstool of gold?
I don't know.
Eat my whole entire ass.
Yeah.
There were armrests on both sides of the seat And the figure of a lion stood on each side of the throne. Yeah. You gotta have the lion.
Right.
There were also 12 other lions, one standing on each end of the 6 steps.
To represent the 12 tribes of Israel, probably.
I bet you're probably right, yeah. Mm-hmm. No other throne in all the world could be compared with it, exclamation point.
None, even though they haven't been anywhere outside of the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no other throne.
Not in the whole fucking world, they know.
They've seen the Incans land, mm-hmm. and they know that that's not, you know, good there.
Mm-hmm. They've been all over Egypt.
Everywhere. Yeah.
They know all about the Mayans. And,
right, yeah, totally.
Yeah, no other throne was that pretty.
Zero.
Yep. Even though their god was just only of their little corner of land.
Right, right.
They'll be the ones to tell you what's pretty.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Mm-hmm. All of King Solomon's drinking cups were solid gold. I don't recommend drinking out of a solid gold cup, y'all.
Right.
As were all the utensils in the palace of the Forest of Lebanon. Mm. They were not made of silver, for silver was considered worthless in Solomon's day! Exclamation point.
Oh my god.
This is ridiculous.
Right.
Get over yourself. The king had a fleet of trading ships of Tarshish.
Why didn't he make his fleet of trading ships made out of gold?
Why didn't he just make?
He could have just gold plated the ships.
Why didn't he make the ocean out of gold?
Right? Yeah.
He had a sea. He could make the ocean out of gold.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just pour gold into the streets? Why didn't he just coat all of his people in gold?
Right. Yeah.
Ugh. The king had a fleet of trading ships of Tarshish manned by the sailors sent by Hiram. Once every 3 years, the ships returned loaded with gold, ivory, silver, apes, and peacocks.
Wait, I thought they just said silver was worthless, so why would they worry about silver?
I think they were overstating their case a little. Okay. It wasn't worthless.
Okay.
It just wasn't as good as gold as
all. It was worth transporting, apparently. So, yeah.
So King Solomon became richer and wiser. Richer and wiser.
Transporting gold into your bank makes you wiser?
I don't see the correlation
there.
That would
make like Jeff Bezos one of the wisest people on the planet, and same thing with Elon Musk, right?
And I know that's not false. True.
Right,
that is absolutely false.
Yeah.
That would mean that Trump, because he's got a gold ass toilet.
No, he's actually pretty much not rich.
But he has lots of gold.
He does have lots of gold.
And I know for a fact he is not wise. It's for his little pea brain, because I know he's not wise.
Right.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. So he became richer and wiser than any other king on earth. That indicates, do you think he read encyclopedias? Because I do a lot of reading.
They didn't even have encyclopedias back then.
I'm just saying, how did he become wiser and wiser and wiser? They're equating wisdom with money. That's so stupid. Yeah. It's so childish and gross.
And that's different in the Bible how from what we've read?
It's just pissing me off.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
I didn't take my pills this morning, and it shows. Kings from every nation came to consult him and to hear the wisdom God had given. Oh, my phone just died.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it just turned off the brightness
thing. I'm at 5%. So,
oh, shit. You got a cord?
It's in there.
Oh, okay. Well, you read.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. He became richer. Kings from every nation came to consult him and to hear the wisdom God had given him. Year after year, everyone who visited brought him gifts of silver and gold, clothing, weapons, spices, horses, and mules.
Mm.
I really like the peacocks he mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I want peacocks.
Yeah.
You never buy me a peacock.
I never buy you a peacock, no.
Ever.
Solomon, but I do go get your charging cord in the middle of a podcast because your phone's dying.
I thought we were going to edit that out, but I guess we're not. Well. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for his horses and chariots, and he had 12,000 horses. He stationed some of them in the chariot cities, and some near him in Jerusalem. He ruled over all the kings from the Euphrates River in the north to the land of the Philistines and the border of Egypt in the south. The king made silver as plentiful in Jerusalem as stone.
That's awesome.
You're still trying to find a plug. And valuable cedar timber. Whoo, you just made it because I was down to 3%. Almost died. And valuable cedar timber was as common as the sycamore fig trees that grow.
Yeah.
In the foothills of Judah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and many other countries.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Right. I mean, that's important.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Dude about to die. Here we go.
Oh, man.
The rest of the events in Solomon's Reign from beginning to end are recorded in and also in that book
that
and
one
this
book.
Book.
Yeah, that
those
book.
Books.
Those books.
Concerning Jeroboam, son of Nebat.
Okay.
Solomon ruled in Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years.
For 40 years.
40.
Yep.
Not 41.
Is he
going to
leave all the bad shit out at the end?
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
When he died, he was buried in the city of David, named for his father. Then his son Rehoboam became the next king. The end.
So they're going to leave off the whole, like, there was a whole chapter of him doing shit. Like,
and having thousands of wives.
Right. Like,
no, we don't need to worry about that.
He just leaves that bit out, huh?
This is Second Chronicles. We don't need to worry about that.
I know. This is like the edited, pretty version. Yeah. I'm not approving of this. Like, I don't think this is okay.
No. This is not the way you summarize something.
Right.
You include the good and the bad. You know what? You include the good and the bad, and when you're bad, you apologize for it like I did.
Sure. It's already in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to put this in there also, which I know. He didn't know it was going to go in the Bible next to this other shit, so whatever.
Right.
But, like, there needs to be somebody else should have added an addendum to be like, this is
the
why this happened in there,
this
and this
part.
Is what happened, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, P.S.
Right? Yeah, right. P.S. He was kind of a shitbag in the last chapter over there, so, like, this is what actually happened. And it wasn't as bad as it seemed because of this. Like, you know, be an apologist, whatever.
Sure.
But say it. Like, don't just pretend it didn't happen because we already read that it did fucking happen.
Right.
So you can't tell us it didn't. I mean, they're not telling us it didn't. They just don't say it, you know?
It's lies by omission.
Right, right. It's kind of bullshit.
I don't think he was wise. What do you think?
I don't think he was wise either. I think he was just rich.
I think he was just rich.
Yeah. But I guess we'll never know because we can't, you know, we can't riddle him.
That was so stupid.
It really was.
All right.
That was 2 Chronicles chapter 9.
Sure
and
as fuck was.
Tomorrow we will be back with
2 Chronicles chapter 10.
We'll see you guys then. We'll have a charged up phone even.
Mm-hmm.
Hey wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.